Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Division game, and it's at home, and these are the games you love playing in, right? And it's in December, and it's a fun opportunity for us to go out, play our best football, and improve on the areas we need to improve on. And this is a team that, as you mentioned, they're out of the playoffs, eliminated from the playoffs, and they've been playing and managing a rather aggressive game in terms of going for it on fourth downs, faking punts, so on and so forth. So they'll be wide open, and that's the type of game we expect.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR. The Bills, one win away from being the AFC 2 seed into the playoffs for the third year in a row. The Barnes Firm injury report is brought to you by, right, the Barnes Firm. Car crash? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Sal will join me at 5 to get into the details here. Four players listed as questionable. The two safeties, DeMar Hamlin, Taylor Rapp. Also, Cam Lewis in the secondary, and then Curtis Samuel. A lot of other names, starting with Josh Allen. They list them alphabetically, so more ways than one. Starting with Josh Allen, the most important, listed on the report, but have been practicing in full, in his case, all week, and most players' cases all week as well. Again, Sal with more on that coming up. Home game for the Bills, the final home game of the season. By the way, lines are open at 803-0550 if you want to chat. This game, playoff picture, motivation here in the coming two games, the MVP race, all of it. It's a really fun time to be talking football. Chance to finish undefeated at home for the season, the Bills. The three losses all on the road, Baltimore, Houston, and Los Angeles. So this would be, if they do it, if they beat the Jets, the third time in franchise history, maybe all time or at least Super Bowl era, I think all time. The other two seasons they went undefeated at home in were 1988 and 1990, which if you are around my age, those seasons were both, I mean, I can say this, I think after 3 to 3.5 decades, unforgettable. 88 was so memorable. I was 16, and the Bills had, you know, in my lifetime, almost never been good. And then 88 happens, and they blew away the division. Undefeated at home. Both of those seasons as well, they went undefeated at home through the playoffs. 88, they won a home playoff game against Houston, and 90, they won two. Dolphins, and famously the Raiders that year. So both of those seasons where undefeated at home seasons and then extending that into the postseason, which you'd love to have. I mean, that's going to mean everything happen here this year if the Bills go ahead and beat the Jets first. 88, it was awesome because they'd really almost never been good. The 80-81 teams were good, and then they went down to the bottom. Kelly in 86, Thurman Thomas in 88, Bruce Andre, everybody's here now. And that team did win with defense, but on to the AFC Championship, crushing loss there, really fun year. Then 90 was like the peak. Lost in the playoffs in 89. 89 was a trying season for them. Then 90, they were kind of perfect. Maybe not defensively, but the no huddle, the K-gun, all of it just took off. In 1990, they passed that late season test at Giants Stadium to beat the Giants on the Saturday. Kelly gets hurt. They go on to the playoffs. The incredible wins against Miami and then the Raider blowout. I'm pretty sure I will never forget those two Bills seasons. They have not gone undefeated at home since. So here's to that changing on Sunday. By the way, speaking of the 90 Bills, did you hear last night when, why did this happen? Was there a play in the game? The James Harrison touchdown return for Pittsburgh against Arizona in the Super Bowl came up, and they showed a clip from that play, which was both one of the most amazing plays in football history, and, you know, there was a block in the back, pretty blatant, but that's football for you. And I think maybe it was Kirk Herbstreit, excuse me, saying it first, something about like one of the greatest games or his favorite Super Bowl, something like that. I kind of tune him out. But I did catch Al Michaels right after saying that it was his favorite game to broadcast. Did you hear that? Al Michaels said that about Pittsburgh, Arizona. And immediately I thought of Super Bowl 25, which was, I guess I could have gotten out a tale of the tape here called Nick Bakay, but wasn't that a better game than Pittsburgh, Arizona? This is my anti-Arizona bias showing. Because what were they doing in the Super Bowl? The Cardinals. I guess somebody would have said that about the Bills in 1990. But no turnovers. I mean, dramatic finish. Pittsburgh, Arizona had the dramatic finish a couple of times over with the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown for Arizona late. That this Cardinals bias, like some of the teams are the real teams, like the teams that go to and win Super Bowls and some are not. And I remember being so confident that Pittsburgh would just wipe the floor with Arizona, and that did not happen. So the Fitzgerald touchdown, and then you had the incredible Santonio Holmes catch for Pittsburgh to win it. I'm not saying it's a bad choice. I mean, Al's been around 50 years. I mean, he's got a lot to pick from. But I wasn't offended. It caught my ear immediately when he said that that was his, I think he said favorite, but the best game, either his favorite or the best game he's had. And I mean, there are lots of regular season games. I think of him, you know, he's my guy. Like, I think of Monday night football games in the 80s and 90s, Kansas City, Denver, back and forth late. It's always subjective, of course, like the best games. But I don't know. The Bills lost it. But I've always, you know, as a fan, taken some pride in that game was really special. Right from Whitney Houston, you know, to the game itself, where the game gets so much credit for the so-called chess match between what the Giants did to the Bills offense, and still the Bills get the Thurman run to start the fourth quarter and they're up. And of course, I mean, have a chance to win it. Just a classic. And I guess I just don't think of Pittsburgh, Arizona as a classic, probably because Arizona was in the game. Like, just, I don't know. I'm not exactly making the most convincing argument. I'm admitting my own problem with it, which is not exactly a good problem. It's the Cardinals. Change the Cardinals to the Cowboys, and I'm fine. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that Al said that. Al, by the way, I call him that. I call him Al since we talk. 803-0550 is the number. Bulldog has texted in his picks. We will get to that next hour. I know you can't wait. The Sabres home for Chicago tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Paul will join me then, and Sal will be on. I'm going out of order, but at 5. MVP is back in the air with what happened on Christmas Day with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. This is good now, because maybe Josh Allen will have a tremendous game against the Jets and push that race the other way. And then if the Bills win the game, he sits for all of or most of next week, I would think. I'm going to go to Foxborough, drive the 7 hours, and watch Trubisky for most of that game next Sunday. My guess would be Allen starts and then comes out, like he's done other times in that spot. And MVP voters would not hold that against Allen. And that's just sort of the circumstances. If he doesn't play, I doubt it affects him negatively in that race. You could have a Jackson game next week against the Browns. And Sal and I, well, I was texting Sal like crazy this morning about week 18 schedule possibilities. Because I kind of like Cincinnati-Pittsburgh as a Saturday game. I think that's interesting, especially if the Bengals are still in it. I know how the league would not want to give a team an extra advantage by giving them information that they'll need, that they'll want about another team losing or winning previously in the schedule. And that would, if Pittsburgh went to Saturday and the Ravens were still on Sunday, that could be that. Like, because the Ravens would clinch the AFC North with a Pittsburgh loss to the Bengals. But you also have which games are the most interesting? And they're going to have to pick three island games, right? Two on Saturday and one on Sunday night. And there's also a chance that with whatever happens this week, there might not be more than one game between teams that really like have to beat each other, like a Seattle Rams game potentially, or something involving the Falcons. Like, that may or may not come to fruition. So my guess that means nothing is Cincinnati-Pittsburgh, especially if the Bengals beat Denver, where they're still alive, Burrow, Chase going for records, Chase going for the Triple Crown in receiving, and, you know, whether it's for pride or some playoff life, what have you, at a Steelers team that's playoff bound and always interesting. I mean, the Steelers are no strangers to island games. And then also, one little thing I thought that I just sort of noticed today on the schedule involves Tampa Bay. And if Tampa Bay wins its game against Carolina, they have two potential paths to the playoffs. One would be the NFC South, in which they would need Atlanta to lose a game in their following two. Tampa has to make a game up from the Falcons. And the other, they still have a chance to get in through a wild card through Washington. Washington has to win again, and Atlanta plays Washington. So I think if the Bucs win, Atlanta and Washington, they'd still be alive going into week 18, and that game Sunday night would tell us how. So I could see Washington being a consideration for Saturday night at Dallas. I mean, Dallas is also on nighttime all the time. Their season is over. By the way, C.D. Lamb's season is over as well. They made that announcement. But that's a great rivalry, huge markets. So that's my wild guess, which, you know, is before much of the Week 17 schedule. I reserve the right to change it. But I do think those games make sense for Saturday. Let's go to Mark here. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Okay.
I was watching the MVP race all season long and just kind of noticed, you know, obviously they look and say Josh Allen has to do everything, which, again, I've watched the Bills all season long as a Bills fan, and that's not true. But I look at Baltimore and Lamar, and he's an otherworldly talent, except if Derrick Henry doesn't rush for 100 yards, Lamar's passing goes up and his record setting, like passing percentage, plummets.
How do you mean? Like, is that you're saying that's happened this year, game to game, or it would happen?
It has happened. When he has to pass a ton because Henry's not running well, his passing percentage plummets. And so I always say to myself, well, you had to lead the team when your best player wasn't available or wasn't doing well.
I guess you'd have to show me that. Can you think of an example of that? I mean, I know Henry hasn't smashed every week, but...
Yeah, no, I can't remember. Henry had like 78 yards, and Lamar had to throw... I can't remember if it was the first Cincinnati game or second Cincinnati game.
Okay.
Lamar had to throw 46 times, but he was not... incredible, like it wasn't like 40 for 46. It was, you know, it was a vast difference.
Well, that would be amazing, but
he had the lead. When he had to lead that team on those occasions when Henry wasn't doing well, they might have still won, but it always wasn't Lamar doing the action.
You know, this is a little bit of a strained argument for me, but you might be right, you know, aligned with how voters are looking at it. The first game in Cincinnati, Henry went... They won both games against Cincinnati, and both were shootouts. Henry went 15 for 92 and a touchdown. And if I remember right, he had a big run in overtime. Cincinnati missed a field goal, and then Henry busted one, and then the Ravens kicked a chip shot to win. So that would be a game like you're talking about where Henry didn't get off on the ground. Jackson went for 348, four touchdowns, no picks. Like... maybe you're making a completion percentage point here, but I don't think you're making really like a real life argument. Like that is not an example of a game, if that's the one you want, but it is one like you're describing where Henry did not smash, like that Lamar Jackson did not suffer. Thanks, Mark. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off. The Sabres home to Chicago tonight. Look for more of your calls after a break, and then Sal at 5. This is Football Friday on WGR.